the majority of the females that need treatment are getting it in tiny doses in those small one-on-one groups of 1 to 12 or 1 to 15. When you look at the female population, and nearly a third of them have some kind of a primary crime of conviction that has to do with drugs, not to mention the ones who have secondary, you know, drug convictions, it's tremendous. And when you're only treating 1 to 12 or 15, it's not effective.